It's John and Rachel, you jag off late night. And number 16, which means we're old enough to drive tonight, and we're going to drive this baby home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was a horrible dad
joke.
You went
dad joke on them on a star-studded night. Yes. Are you so stoked? I know I say this all the time. I mom this because I always say, oh, this might be the best one yet. We have not reconvened with our friend Arthur Motes in quite some time, and we get to chat with him today.
Yeah. So. And Lindsay Ward here from KDKA.
First time ever, so that's why that's so exciting. Yeah. And Caleb, who forgot his guitar.
We're going to get into that.
We need to find out how he thought he was going to perform.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So
before we get into that,
if you're listening to Q92.9, make sure you come back here every Friday at 10 o'clock and listen. If you're listening on the podcast channel or watching on the YouTube, Facebook, make sure you subscribe because we would appreciate it. The other thing we appreciate you do is share it.
Yeah, make sure that you're saying like, hey, have you checked this out? The really cool thing is thank you, because we've heard from a lot of people that you like what it is. So tell us some other guests we should be getting on here. People with unique jobs. You guys, we don't always have to have these big namers like Lindsay Ward and Arthur Motes. We want to hear from people who are everyday people and what in the heck
they're doing.
Someone
who's like stellar at their job, like Michaela Hall. Or Monica.
Oh, that was
right. How about that?
That's really good. All right. Something that we do every single day is write a blog post about JAG. So we make sure that everybody remembers that the term you JAG off to us is a term of endearment. Mm-hmm. So that means we go to the airport, we go to Giant Eagle, have you been you JAG off? However, we would be remiss if we didn't call out the people who can be JAGs.
Yeah. And some of the basics are people who park. This one here is a pickup truck taking four spaces, right? People who take up. This came from Kathy.
Kathy.
And she got a picture of this truck, and it's literally taking four spaces, like not even close. You didn't even pay attention. I don't know if you were on your cell phone, whatever you're doing, but you didn't pay attention. And thank God it wasn't Christmas season, because, you know, holiday shopping season, because it would have been an ugly thing.
You literally took one for the team every day this week. So then number two, we talked about the sink.
Yeah, so the ladies' restroom sink. Marie Popchak, who used to
These
be
are like
Pittsburgh
all of
today,
our friends.
Right?
Yeah.
She gave us a picture of all this water pooled on the edge of the sink. And you know what that's like when you go to the restroom, and if you suddenly bump up against it, and then when you walk out, it looks like you've done things in your own
John's
pants,
making the motion that you tinkled, that's all.
Right, and so clean up after yourself, you jag off. Like your mom doesn't work here, clean up after yourself. And the third one was a restroom jag off too.
Yeah, well I was gonna say, before you even go on to that though, isn't it terrible to think about how women, we're supposed to be these like delicate flowers? Mm-mm. Because we leave, not me, but people who use the women's bathroom leave it in such disarray that it makes me want to vom.
Yes.
All right, go to three.
Three is a urinal. It's a gross picture because it's urine.
It's a urinal.
But the fact is, there's a sign that reminding you to flush. Like, you don't do this at home, do you? You just flush the toilet, you jag off.
Right.
Right.
But you know, I guess when people are in public, they're like, oh, it's not mine. I'm totally not making excuses. Right. It completely infuriates me. But I don't want to kind of give a precursor, but I'm going to. So why say I'm not going to? We were driving last week, so you may see this pop up this coming week, but somewhere near my house, so right around this area, there was work being done, and the flaggers, despicable. And don't worry, because I don't drive, and I was the passenger, I snapped that picture.
It's hard to believe that the flagger didn't know how to use the flag. That's a good tease, right?
Yeah.
In the meantime, we have the podcast tonight. We have to thank Dryer Vent Wizard, and we have to thank Rorick Automotive.
Yeah.
And we also have to thank People's Gas for being our sponsors. You'll see their names pop up here throughout the podcast.
Yeah, and thanks to Q92.9, because we're in this cool studio yet again, where we are going to go in and talk to some of our guests. So we kind of, you know, let off with it because we could not contain our excitement. But Arthur Motes is so near and dear to us. We started with him literally, 8 years ago? So we've known him for quite some time. We've not been able to see him for about 2 years now. We've seen him, but not on the show. And we cannot wait to catch up with him, see what's going on. However, we've never interviewed Lindsay Ward.
And she's here, and so is Caleb again, with a guitar, because a stunt guitar just got here.
Well, let's hope that's inside that case that he brought in, because he didn't have it initially. Anyway, super stoked for another good night, and we hope you stay with us and listen in on your Jag Off Late Night.
Rach, I have to vent. Here's my dryer vent. This one time, I found a Lee press-on nail in my dryer stuff, and it was not mine.
Vom in the throat. One time, my kids left Kleenexes from one of their worst whooping coughs in their pocket.
Guys, you guys are such jag-offs. That's not the type of dryer venting we're talking about. We professionally clean your dryer vent to increase your dry time and save you guys some money.
For
so
four hours.
Wet, like 10 pounds
you
wet.
You jag-offs, you need to get your dryer vents clean.
At Peoples Natural Gas, we provide clean, safe, reliable natural gas. We're always looking to get cleaner as we continue to protect our environment. And that's also why we support organizations like the National Aviary that are focused around the clock on conservation. Let's hear from them about some of their efforts.
A lot of people know about the National Aviary, but not a lot of people know all the conservation work that the National Aviary does. We are part of a lot of conservation work out in the field, and we do things here at the National Aviary. Staff members like myself are part of a lot of different projects. To learn more about the conservation work that the National Aviary does, you can check out our website, aviary.org.
We're also always working to make our environment cleaner through our work. That's why we've reduced emissions since 2019 by 17% over 2019 figures.
There's a huge, huge trend that's happening in the world right now, and that is called Curl Cult. We're so thrilled to be among the first group of salons, along with Danny's Hair Loft. If you remember the perms of the past, where it was like all real curly, kinky, and all these crazy type of perms that were done, we would wrap them with straws and sticks. But the problem was that you had to try to figure out how to rinse it. A lot of times when you have coloring, highlights, thermal styling abuse, and also the environment all working with our hair, those are the three main reasons why hair becomes sensitized. We are now creating all experts with the new Curl Cult revolution. This is the wave of the future, as we like to say, and we're so excited to bring this to not only Pittsburgh, but really to this part of the continent, Curl Cult.
John and Rachel, you jag off late night, and we are back here in our little guest area here, which is, I mean, our guest is Lindsay Ward, but Lindsay, before we even get to doing anything, have you ever been interviewed so closely to a thermostat?
I have not.
For those listening to a podcast, or listening
to a door
to the podcast,
that we don't know what it goes to.
There's a door and a handle right in your face, and a thermostat.
We're like, Lindsay, come to our like cloakroom, and we're going to interview you.
I've never even been interviewed on this kind of contraption. You have
really?
Going on.
Oh, yeah.
No. I love that she called it a contraption.
Yes. Yeah, like
she's used to looking at like giant stuff.
Like giant things blaring in my face. So this is a nice change of pace.
No, well, we're happy that you're in our face because we've always been around you, but we've not really met. So that's why we said we're so excited to finally get you on, because as we were saying before we really started, you know, talking to everybody else, you do such a good job in the morning. And that's easy to say, right? Yeah,
cheers.
No tears, but you know, it's partially you guys portray this family atmosphere. We said this about the PTL folks, but you know, KDK is the hometown station, and you can feel it, you know?
Yeah.
And again, we've known John Shumway for a while. We know Ron, and you fit right in that we were like, we know her too, but we don't.
Oh.
So now we have to get to know you.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that is so incredibly, first of all, sweet of you to say. It really is. And the one of the things that I love about it is the fact that, it, cheesy as it sounds, we're friends on air, but also off air. And, you know, I enjoy going to work. I really do. Even though I have to wake up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, right.
And drive in exhausted to be there at 3:30. I look forward to doing my job. And I
That's so wonderful to hear.
Dead honest about that.
That's
great. I mean, the hours are brutal.
Sure. Mm.
Full disclosure. But besides that, I mean,
it's worth it.
It is.
Did you always like news? Like, we've talked to various journalists and people who have been in the news who say, you know, I prefer, you know, the more magazine-y style things. But are you a news, you know, preference? Is that sort of...
You know, it's
depends on the story.
Yes. Yeah. And I will say yes, but no at the same time. There's actually one point, I would say almost 10 years ago, well, not that quite, maybe like 7 years ago, I actually applied an interview to be on QVC.
Oh, wow.
Stop it.
So, because I love talking and doing the whole showing of a product and an item, and I did a slew of interviews.
Did you meet Mary Beth?
No.
Okay.
I met executives, those kind of top people, and they flew me to New York, and then I was with all these like commercial people who do like, you know, they were there for like Kraft and all these other like fancy companies and stuff, and I was so nervous, I totally choked, to be honest.
I had to be
on camera, which you would think that I would know what to do, but it's so different.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so comfortable in front of a camera reading news and ad-libbing and giving you the breaking news and really making that connection with my co-anchor. But when it came to that, they were like, okay, well, can you take that product and can you show us what you would do in selling it? And I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, sure. I was like, why? I mean, I think it was because like, it was like this. There was like five of them staring at me, and then they had these huge monitors, and I could see myself in my peripheral vision, and I was just like,
and so I knew that chick is selling toasters.
I know. Like, wait. I know. I so the first round was not good, and they're like, well, we'll have you come back and try again. And I did the second time a little bit better, but they ended up responding to my email a couple weeks later. When I asked them, hey, you know, what's the next process? And they said, you know, thank you, but no thank you.
Yeah.
So well, I was like, it's okay. I tried and I feel at peace that I've tried and, you know, I'm okay.
My mom's like, also found a home at this point.
I did. Now, I did.
I can't remember. Did you grow up here in Pittsburgh?
I'm actually from Indiana County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so more in the sticks.
You're good. You're
so
fine.
You know Western the tradition PA. Of what Katie K.
Oh, 100%.
When you walk in those doors, I mean, sure, it's great to walk into any place of employment and be gainfully employed, but to walk into that place with the history.
I know.
I mean, it's even celebrating what 75 years. Right now, but just the history that's been in that building for years, right?
I know. And it's sort of one of those moments where like I step back and I think about it. I'm like, oh well, you know, this is, you know, these people are big deals. Like,
sure.
You know, especially like John Shumway, you know, who's been there for so long. He'll hate me saying this, but I did grow up watching him, right? And I remember it was like probably about 12 years ago. I was working at a different market, a different station, and I ran into David Highfield, and he came up to me because he's just friendly David all the time, and he's like, hey, I just want, you know, I followed you on Twitter. And I was like, oh my God, David Highfield followed me on Twitter. And I was so starstruck.
Sure.
And then little would I know all these years later that I would be now working right next to him. And so I just, it's a pinch me moment. It really is. I don't know if he remembers that, but I remember.
Yeah. Well, so, but that's what's important. It's the history that's there. And he is that guy. And you're that person too. And what's going to happen is soon enough, people are going to come in and say, I want to work with Lindsay Ward.
For those listening or watching, you may hear the noise. And it's funny because our set is just, I'm sure when you've ever hit the desk. It's our
set. You're fine.
When you hit the news desk at KDK, I'm sure it doesn't rattle like
it
that. Right?
It doesn't rattle.
But, you know, we have a very well built set.
Do you have a gold lame tablecloth at KDK?
Well, I mean, the set, you know, I mean, it's had some scratches and it's a little discolored in some areas, but it's sturdy.
I gotta say that. So we were talking before we came on as well that you recently hosted PTL.
I
you
did.
Said you loved it.
Yeah.
You had done it one other time. I was mistaken. I thought it was your first time, but you've done it one other time. Yeah. And what was that? How different is that? Because truly when, and I say this in the most, you know, again, you know, complimentary way, you deliver news, but then you were able to throw this other hat on and be like, Heather, why are you shoveling snow? Like, it was just this very natural segue, right?
Yeah. I think I was trying to channel my...
Your own children?
Well, that. Thinking of that, at the same time where I felt for her at that moment, but at the same time, like, they were just having a blast, but I was just... That's the whole like hosting that I do love and I attempted to be in, but as you know, I failed.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, well, this time around, you know, maybe it won't be so bad. And of course, with the people that you work with, they make it so easy.
Yeah, for sure.
They make it so easy. And of course, me working with David every day, that ease was already there.
Yeah.
And I worked with Heather for a period of time on the morning show. So that was wonderful as well. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where like I can really just be me. Mm-hmm. And I know like it's just... Cheesy as that sound, as I said before, but it's just, you know, have fun and, you know, just talk and, you know.
But when you're not on air, what are you doing? I know you have two little ones. What is something that you have gotten so accustomed to in the city?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, the one thing that, when it comes to, like, with two ones, I have a four-year-old and almost a 10-month-old. And we just take them everywhere.
Yeah.
So if I'm like, hey, you want to go to a brewery, bring them along. So we're that family.
Yeah.
Well, people look at us like, why are you pushing a stroller inside this brewery? And I was like, you know, I want to drink.
But these
I want to have a drink or two.
Places are conducive to it.
Yeah.
For sure.
And, you know, I mean, we just, and of course we get there at like 4 o'clock because we're not late people because I got to put the baby down to sleep. So we like to do that. I love the Strip District. So we frequently go there because there's so many fun things to do and shops, and kids can entertain themselves with bowling or whatever, and arcade games, there's stuff there. And, you know, we really do make a point to travel into the city, which is weird. I don't live in the city. Mm-hmm. We don't live in the city, but we make our way into the city because I love it.
I love it there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I agree. Even downtown. I just have fun.
It's so crazy. And I would love to start at one end of the strip district and eat my way down to the Chinese area. Go home just like you need a wheelbarrow to get home. But in the meantime, it's been a lot of fun. Right, right, right.
Yeah.
So I don't know
who would think of a wheelbarrow, though.
To get my belly home.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. Yeah, 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 sure. Right. Didn't know where we were going.
All right. So we have to ask you. We have a question of the day that we'll ask you in a second. But the big question is, did you bring something for our junk drawer?
I did. You can have this.
I love this. Okay. So any story behind it?
Yes. Okay. So our newsroom recently went under a major renovation. Like, it's all fancy and all new. So prior to that, they gave us these little hard hats.
I don't know what this is.
There
you go.
Yeah, and
everybody, a little hard hat for those listening. It's a hard rubber.
It's a squeezy hard hat.
I'm not sure what you do with it.
Yeah, it's just like, I feel like it's a rule that anytime anyone goes under construction, you have to buy that, and it has to be gold.
Yeah,
black and gold for sure.
Yeah,
right?
Colors. Yeah, yeah. Well, for sure, but I feel like in Pittsburgh, it doesn't matter what you are, you're doing black and gold. Right.
This is true. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
And so I had that in there, and I was like, they were like, hey, if you want this, take it. And I was like, well, it's just collecting dust. So I literally chucked it in the drawer and never saw it again.
So from one junk drawer to the other junk
drawer. There you
go. I love it.
Yeah. That is such a good... Thank you.
It was appropriate because it has KDK on there. So there you go.
We will remember. That's exactly right. Yeah. Lindsay, we're so glad that you got to come on. Where can everybody find you, follow you? Do you tell... are you the kind of person on social media who's showing things all... I know you share news stories.
I do.
Your kids as well?
I'm a big Facebook person.
Yeah.
Just because it's easier and I like to be able to... really kind of a long description if you want, because Facebook allows you to
do that.
All those pictures. Mm-hmm. I do like Instagram, so I'm on there, and X.
Okay.
I don't know.
And where can everyone follow you then?
On any of those.
Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, just look under Lindsay. You can find me, Lindsay. I'm on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. It's Lindsay Ward TV, and then you can just find me on Facebook. Just Lindsay Ward is fine. I'm not KDK on there necessarily, but you'll find me. I don't do TikTok.
Same.
Because I know if I were to download that app, I will go down this dark rabbit hole and watch videos for 4 hours and wonder what I did with my life.
Right, so your kid would be 14.
Yes. I'm like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So I don't do
Lindsay
videos.
Ward, question of the day. Yeah. Have you ever used a parking chair to save your space?
I have not, but my neighbors have.
Okay.
There you go.
I love that you knew you needed like a click.
Because you're
like,
the stealer. That means you're the one that steals their parking.
Well, they're doing it because of you.
Yeah.
or sometimes if they steal my spot, I go find them and I tell them to move.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I learned so much about the QVC lady.
You're like a live parking
chair. You know, I got kids, you know. I need to get in my car. That's a great excuse. Then they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, miss.
I love it.
We'll move it.
I love
Lindsay
it.
Ward, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm so glad. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Jag off late night next.
There's a huge, huge trend that's happening in the world right now, and that is called curl cult. We're so thrilled to be among the first group of salons, along with Danny's Hair Loft. If you remember the perms of the past, where it was like all real curly, kinky, and all these crazy type of perms that were done, you would wrap them with straws and sticks. But the problem was that you had to try to figure out how to rinse it. A lot of times when you have coloring, highlights, thermal styling abuse, and also the environment all working with our hair, those are the three main reasons why hair becomes sensitized. We are now creating all experts with the new curl cult revolution. This is the wave of the future, as we like to say, and we're so excited to bring this to not only Pittsburgh, but really to this part of the continent, curl cult.
Today, I'm trying to make some Italian spice chocolate cookies that Mrs. Sersosimo used to make for me on my birthday and Christmas. And then Linda Feloci did the same thing. When you make these cookies, you know somebody loves you for giving them to you, because they are a pain in the... to make. The cookies are an Italian chocolate spice cookie. And this is the recipe I have for right here, all handwritten. And you can see it's had its day.
Got all the stuff to make it. You'll see they get very sloppy. The recipe makes a ton, so I've laid out a full table getting ready for it.
This is the part where Mrs. Sursosimo told me that I'm a wimp because I burned up two hand mixers and broke three wooden spoons on this dough. I know you're gonna say, how's that possible? And she used to say, you gotta have muscles. We're gonna spread some oil out on this counter so that our hands cannot be sticky.
That was a weak point. I'm not sure if we're on or not, but it's John and Rachel. You jag off late night. And John Chamberlain, you were actually our G-Jet this week because you made some really cool cookies. Miss Marie, right?
Yeah, Mrs. Sursosimo used to make these chocolate cookies for me when I was younger. And then I tried to do them, and I try them every Christmas, and I did make them. They are a labor of love, and now I know she loved me a lot because they are a pain in the to Beep. Make. They okay. are awful to make, but man, they taste really good.
Tastes so, good. All right. How excited are you about the guy sitting across
from Right, the guy sitting across
Not
from
Not as excited
us.
As
Been
me.
Forever.
Yeah.
All right, so go for it. This is where you get to just give a really good introduction.
Don't cross the moats! How was that?
I love it. I love it. That was
he's
beautiful.
Making fun of me.
That was beautiful.
Listen. I feel like he's being sarcastic right
I used
now.
To look forward to whoever had the greatest, you know, the best question for the day.
Yes, right.
No.
That's the best intro.
Intro right. Oh my.
She has Vince McMahon locked down, right? She beats him with that kind
we,
of intro.
We don't want Vince today, all right?
Let's talk
yeah.
about...
Yeah, leave right. him out of this. Right. Who don't want Vince
yeah, right.
today?
Yeah, who needs Vince when there's Rachel Renner?
Yeah, we got Rachel.
I love Arthur Motes so Rachel. Much that I faked everybody and said he was coming on our first You Jack Off Late Night. I literally, let me preface this. I had to text Arthur and say, I think you know me well enough by now that I promise I did not leak to people that you were coming on the show. We wanted you... The question was, who's coming on? The answer was right, David right. and Heather. I then said we wanted Arthur, but unfortunately, along with them, unfortunately, he could not come on. And they printed it anyway, and it looked like I was saying Arthur was coming
but it was
on.
All good. It was all good. You know, like reached out. I said, don't worry about
so
that.
So many
man.
People emailed us. I can't believe that Arthur. We thought he yeah. was a nice guy.
And we were like, nope.
He stuck it to John.
He's such
Rachel.
A no-show that guy over there, man.
So let's just get caught up to date. It's been 2 years since you've been here.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
give us
yeah.
like the last. You were on our radio show. We did like a holiday version of it.
Yes,
with you.
Indeed. Yes.
And so what's been happening with your life since then?
Man, crazy in terms of just football, work, kids growing up.
Yeah.
I have a daughter that is driving now.
Oh, like, my God, yeah.
Driving. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother experience.
And going to be a senior.
Don't rush me. We started having this conversation the other day of, are you ready to start picking out where we're going to be taking our visits in the spring? College visits. I'm like, oh.
How do you feel about that?
You know, it's the gift and the curse.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
excited because this is what you want, right?
Sure.
You want to see the full, you know, story.
Sure.
When you're first born, when you're growing up, middle school, high school, and now you get to college, it's like, oh, this is great.
Sure.
But then at the same time, the older they get, you got to understand, hey, I got to kind of let go a little bit more. And
yeah.
that's always a unique dynamic.
Yeah.
Then you throw in me and my wife, and we're both different in the sense of, she's like, no, they're not leaving. I'm like, hey, I think they got to go just a little, but they don't have to go far.
Yes,
keep them close.
Exactly.
Keep them close.
Yeah.
So we got this rule right now. We're talking around to a 2.5 mile or 2.5 hour, 2.5 hour radius.
Yeah.
2.5 mile,
like,
even
so
better.
We,
trust
we
me.
Yeah, right. Near Point Park.
Have you heard of this virtual school situation?
All right.
Yeah.
The professor next
you know?
Door, right?
Hey, you could go, wow. you can go to all the parties, but just come back home. Just
oh, my God. Right. Yeah.
So
right.
that's the dynamic we're in right now, but
sure.
it is a great space. And like I said, man, seeing the children grow up is just a unique time frame that we're in. But as a whole, man, life is good. We did have some losses along the way.
Yes.
Lost my mom, my.
Yes.
Wife lost her father, you know, back
yes.
to back, but that's life, right? So you have to understand how to progress through it and, you know, being able to lean into family, being able to lean into friends, being able to lean into people like you. It's always fun to be around, you know, things like that. So that's kind of where I'm at with it right now.
This, just the way you're explaining that, it really tells me about, let's just talk about your book. Let's go backward to that, because this is the kind of stuff that people can get from your book. Talk about
it
your book
so
that
true.
Came out
no, but
yeah.
know,
2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, a couple years ago, man. Yeah, but it's called The Motes Theory of Life. It's available at motestheory.com or arthurmotes.com. And yeah, man, we talk about these principles, man, how to overcome adversity, how to handle success. relationships. I mean, all the different things that I've kind of experienced throughout my life, and I always said it was an active piece of work.
Sure.
Because it's something that I still utilize daily. And, you know, when you handle adversity or even success, like I typically go through a lot of, unfortunately, this year, it's one of those things where you gotta lean on those principles. And that's why it's like you make time for yourself. Yes. You understand that it's okay to have emotion. It's okay to be excited, sad, whatever is in between. But you can't stay there all the time either.
Yes.
And that's the stuff where it's like, man, the same stuff you wrote, now you're just taking in, you're the leaving, breathing, living version of that. And it just adds to it from my perspective, man. Yeah. But, you know, that's kind of my mindset with it. Instead of it being woe is me, you use it as, man, we never complain when you had all the success. So you can't say woe is me or complain now that you're having some adversity as well.
Yeah. Now, do you think the stuff in your book is what you've lived? Do you think it's what you learned when you kind of went, when you go to the NFL, they put you in all these classes, how to stay, you know, on course and
protect yourself. Remember when you and John were there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, me and John.
We talked about it in the gym.
Listen. And, he got the wheelbarrow and I was in it. All right. I told him. Right. He got the wheelbarrow for the belly. I said, I need it for valet. So I put my feet up.
Right. So that was my workout. Tag team, is running him up and down the strip. This event. Yeah. Those, what's in the book, is it life lessons that you went through, or is it things that people, certain mentors taught
so
you?
Yeah, so it's actually a combination of both. Yeah. You know, I bring up a ton of things that I've personally experienced because I understand that not everybody experiences what it's like being a professional athlete or that whole 1%, right? But at the same time, it's like, man, there are a lot of similarities in my life that, you know, a lot of people go through. So I just try to take my personal experiences and break them down to make them more relatable to others. Mm-hmm. And then when I hear some of the teachings from a person like Coach Tomlin, or when I talk about some of the stuff that I might have learned from Mr. Rooney, it's like, man, you find ways to articulate that within the story. And I mean, I talk a little bit about how I use things that I learned from my professional playing days just as a parent. In terms of consistency, showing up, the standard being the standard. What does that mean in the Moats household? Well, it means, well, we're going to operate with respect. We're going to always have a certain level of character, and we operate with our values regardless of how convenient or inconvenient it might be. Things like that. Positive affirmations. Because I remember when I played, man, I had a coach that would get on me really, really, really bad. Let's just say my smile wasn't as bright when I was communicating with him. But then I would think about those coaches that still can motivate you. But at the same time, they did it with more positive reinforcements. Instead of saying, hey, man, you're not good enough, they're saying, hey, man, you know you way better than what you just put on tape.
Right.
It's the exact same thing, but just a different way to speak on it. So that was, you know, some of the things that I included in the book because I felt like it was relatable. And we all go through, whether you're being a parent or whether you're in the workspace and you have to work well with others, leadership roles. So I kind of looked at that and made this hybrid, you know, documentation, and that's how we deliver it to people.
Yeah.
And I mean, Rachel's seen it a little bit, man, just in terms of the space and where it can go. We could be talking to educators, high school teachers, right? Or you could be going into a professional team and you're talking to the athletes there, the one percenters of the one percenters. You can also go to your armed services people, you know, Marines and stuff like that, and you can still communicate, and there's still going to be a lot of carryover for both, you know, parties like that. Yeah. So, you know, when I thought of it, that was kind of how I wanted to cast that wide net. And, you know, here we are.
Well,
and he references that because you came to my school and you talked to the teachers versus the students. And I thought that was the cool part for them to be able to have takeaways as far as how they can be better educators as well. Not from their, what are they teaching from their textbooks?
Right, from an X's and O's.
I love, anything you do, we're 100% behind. You have truly become the epitome of what Pittsburgh is. And that's not, that's a lot for Pittsburgh. That's not an easy thing because you weren't born here. Listen, you weren't born here, we all have taken you in. You have made this your home, but more so, it's like everybody is like, oh yeah, Arthur. Like they think that you've been here. You've literally done
that. Well, I was going to say,
successfully.
Coming June,
I
will officially reach the 10-year mark. And that was when I said to myself, I will be in a Yinzer. That makes me officially a Yinzer. All right? I had to get 10 years. So yeah, June is going to be my 10-year mark.
If you don't
mark,
think I'm we're like, having a Yinzer party, you have something else
Yinz.
Coming.
All right. Arthur, I'm trying to go to the Giant Eagles. Okay. All right. Yeah.
You're too articulate. All right.
Wait, but okay. You jag off?
Yeah. I want some babushka. That's what I want. All right, I want a babushka guy. Yeah.
I don't even say that, so that's pretty darn good. That was good. That was really good.
I've heard that in years.
Arthur, for that's people who somehow don't live around here, where can they find you, follow you, know all about the things? Because it's not just listening to you on the radio. It's not just reading the book. You have an amazing podcast that John said you're over 100 views at this point.
Man, it's been a long journey, but we have crossed that 100 view threshold. I appreciate you, John, or that, man. But for me, man, I'm easy to find. You go on YouTube, type in my name, Arthur Motes. You'll see me up there. If you go on, you know, any internet, arthurmotes.com, that's the website. And then on social media, type in Arthur Motes. It's always verified, or at The body, 52.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, you did that okay, but I think I said don't cross the moats a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
No, because I can't replicate that.
Oh, no. It was one and done. It was perfect. Come on, man. We got to document it. That's all we need.
And remember when I used to hug you and say, I don't mean to mom you, but I just love you. Those days are done because you made fun of me with John. So, Arthur, did you bring us a junk drawer gift?
I did. And it is one of my favorite junk drawer gifts because it's actually a big reason why I'm still in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So, this is a letter from 2014 from my oldest, Kayler, who is 17 years old now. So she was 8 at the time when she wrote this letter, and it says, I love you. You are the real MVP. I hope you have a good day at work. Tell your teammates I said hi. Love little homie Ava and KK big homie. P.S. Tell your coach to re-sign you. Because in 2014, I had just finished up my first year here on a 1-year contract, and my daughter, we had hit it off at the school. Everybody loved her. They loved me. We go up there, and her friends, teacher was like, yo, we know your dad's a free, like, coming up on contract because he's going to stay. Are you going to stay? Are y'all going to move? So she was a little bit worked up about it. So I told her, it's not in my control. If you want me to stay, you need to write a letter to Coach T to get him to give me more money. Because at the time, negotiations had stalled.
Oh, my God.
So literally, he hits me up. I'm not even talking to the team anymore. He hits me up the day before I'm about to sign with Atlanta.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I walk in with the letter. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. And we get the deal done. And if I get back to my daughter, and I'm like, hey, babe, it worked. And ever since then, I always keep it with me. Absolutely. It's in my junk drawer. But yeah, it's one of my favorite letters. Absolutely.
Oh, Arthur my God.
Seriously. 8 years old, man. We'll never forget it.
That is so awesome. Oh, my God. I would cry, actually. Jeez.
That was beautiful.
So that's the big reason why we stayed. Because prior to that, negotiations had stalled.
Yeah.
And I had literally had a deal completely done with Atlanta. And it was literally just 24 hours and we're flying out. And that happened and literally changed the whole narrative.
And
so, yeah.
Knowing your family, I know how important that was to you.
Oh, massive.
Oh, my God.
Which is why I keep the letter. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Arthur,
and it's also funny, too, because, you know, she's super cool now.
Yes.
But when I show her, you was big Kobe KK, huh?
Oh my god, that's amazing. So you're the primo, seriously. Let me ask you this question of the day. Have you ever used a parking chair? I think you have not.
No, I actually have never even heard what a parking chair was.
Oh my god.
You're a driveway guy. You've been a driveway guy your entire life, right?
Now I will say I've had my parking spot stolen when I was in work. Buffalo Bills, Mario Williams. He had just had his $100 million contract, and I was driving a Buick Rendezvous. He parked his Ford GT500 supercar in the spot, and he just left it there.
Who does that?
$100 million guy with a $500,000 car. And I was like, got you. So I've had that happen, but I don't have a parking chair. It hurt my heart. I needed one for that part.
You would have needed a parking chair.
You get it. You're almost the insert.
It's kind of like don't cross the moats. It's don't cross the parking chair.
That's what I needed. Don't cross this, because when it parked, I was like, what is? Oh. Got you.
There you
and
go.
The coach was like, yeah, you move yours today.
Arthur, you have to stick around. We're going to talk to our musician, Kayla, but you have
looking
to stick around because we have one other little segment with you. Thank you, as always. We adore you.
I appreciate you, as always.
Thank you. Stay with us on your Jag of Late Night.
People used to celebrate hard work, the spirit of the underdog. You don't hear too much about those things anymore. The world needs more problem solvers. People who know results matter. Folks with brains and elbow grease. Our work runs through just about every office building in the city like a network of veins. It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive, where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
We're here in Lawrenceville. It is cold. It is snowy. It is the new year. So we're thinking, let's stop at some places and see how we can cozy up our homes, because we're probably spending a lot of time in them for the next couple months. And our first stop, Rosie's Workshop. It is so cool. We're going to talk with Claire Costello, the PR and marketing manager here, and she's going to show us what they have to make things cozy.
What can you do now to make your life more cozy and fun?
Yeah.
Take you guys along to our sock wall. So our sock wall here, these are always buy four, get one free. They're super fun. We have a sock for everyone. So we actually have little popcorn socks and movie theater socks. We have tacos, sushi, fun sayings like out of order here. Hi, I don't care. Thanks. That seems to be a vibe right now. Everyone's just kind of inside hanging out.
John and Rachel, you jog off late night. We are coming out of...
Michaela's our new pointer tonight.
She's a good
and
pointer.
Earlier, she was kind of going like this.
She didn't Edgar us.
With that right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're coming out of Tressa, one of our jag braggers. She actually headed to one of my favorite neighborhoods of all time, Lawrenceville. Arsenal House. Rosie's.
Yeah.
Those socks, did you see, guacamole or avocado? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I think they're the cutest things ever. So it's where you at, and you need to go check it out because there's a bunch of cool places there.
And if you have an idea for where you at neighborhood, little micro neighborhood tour, let us know. And we have to thank Dryer Vent Wizard for always being a part
always,
of our
Always,
and our G-Jet. So time for music.
Yes, how do we want to set this up? Well, we're not going to music yet, right?
Right.
Okay, because we're going to chat with Caleb. Caleb, you came in like a breath of fresh air, and it's Copta, right? We're saying
that's
right?
That's it.
Because you're going to be famous someday, and you don't want people to call you Copta, and they'll be like, oh, I heard this guy Copta, but he's not Copta.
Well, if everything goes well.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, it will.
I mean, look, you're on your jag off.
Or not. You know?
Let's talk about how your agent was like, I'm going to get you on your jag off, and you're like, cool. But you had clue, yeah, but you're like, I'm in.
You know, that was
there you go. So let's give a little bit of the story here. You were the first person to show up tonight for
Super
the podcast,
yeah.
Right? And you walk in, you're like, hey, what's up? And then your brain hit the skids because...
Yeah. So I pulled up and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh yeah, I packed everything. I'm fine. We're good. And I look over, my guitar is missing. It's nowhere to be seen. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
I forgot to bring my guitar.
Yeah, and that's
totally
why you're
forgot.
Here.
So, and so I'm here guitarless. Yeah. I'm just doing acapella tonight. It's going to be beautiful.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, 3 weeks ago, John came without mic stands. So it happens.
Oh, wow.
And now we don't use them because
I showed up at an ice hockey game without ice skates. I had everything but the ice skates.
Oh, my God. My son just did that last week.
You know, I wish all podcasts were like this.
Oh,
you actually
really?
Have to hold the mic.
You like it better?
Oh, yeah?
No.
No!
So you gave us a brief I love them, right? You gave us a brief background. You're from Cochranton.
That's right.
Yeah. So near, I said I only recognized it because of Conneaut. You know, if you're driving north, people sort of
so
know that area.
So far away.
Yeah, but you said it is so far away to us, right? But you said literally 1,200 people in your town.
Yeah, so I grew up there. A lot of cows and Amish people, but 1,200 people. Really small little town.
Yeah.
I went to school. My graduating class was 40 people, which now in my life, I'm just coming to find out that that's not normal. Like,
yeah, right.
People actually graduated with like 600 people, and that was like,
I graduated with 33,
everybody.
And it would have been 34, except one of the girls was pregnant in Catholic school and she was sent to the catacombs.
Yeah, but see, you were in Catholic school.
I'm telling you, that's what
happened.
Right,
yeah. So 40, and now when you were in your 40 people senior class, were you playing music in the band at that point?
I was, and I was a horrible student.
Is that right?
Yeah. My band teacher, probably to this day, still, can't stand my name.
Probably doesn't follow you on social media.
Oh,
right?
I doubt it. But, I was a bad kid because I thought I knew it all.
Okay.
Like, I've been playing music since I was probably 5.
Okay.
So, I've had the knack for it. I had the knack for it in high school. And I thought I knew everything. So,
sure.
That was how it worked.
Yeah, understood.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? That's exactly right. Do you play another instrument other than guitar?
I do. So I started on drums when I was like 2.
Oh, wow.
So very young. And then, moved to guitar.
Okay.
And vocals. I started songwriting when I was like 10.
All self-taught?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Is the crazy part, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I don't really know what I'm doing.
Sure. But you're learning as you go. Yes, you do. You're learning as you go. Right? You're learning as
you
go.
Yeah, that's it. I learn every day.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of it sticks.
Yeah, it does. I can tell that it does. How would you describe your type of music for someone who hasn't heard of Caleb Kopta?
Well, I always like to say that I'm the great value brand of Harry Styles.
Oh.
It's like pop rock, you know, like
yes.
Uh-huh. a little bit sad, a little bit romantic.
Okay.
You know, a good song to put on when you want to cry or kiss somebody or both.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Crying
okay.
and kiss somebody.
Fair. Okay. The best news that we could say though is that February 23rd coming up so much around the corner, you are dropping your first song. And it's the one that you won on that other radio station that we can't talk about,
yes.
but we're proud of you.
We're not going to talk about
it. We're not going to say their name, but we're proud of you.
Right.
Well, I'm proud of you guys, and I'm thankful that you guys are big supporters of my life.
We are. Look at us.
Well, the cool thing is that your song, is that the song you're going to play for us tonight?
Yeah, yes.
So that'll be get played on another radio station, which is right here, Q92.9.
I love it.
Yeah,
so that song's called Out of My Head. Yeah. I'm putting that on February 23rd, and that's part of a bigger project that's coming out later this year.
But okay.
It's the first single of the...
Of the album.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Are you going to release like singles, like dripping them out?
That, yeah.
Or no single?
That's a secret.
Oh, breaking news here, you Jagoff. Get that bumper. Breaking news.
No, I have plans in the works. I'm not like totally certain. And for me, what I'm learning is that the more that I plan something out, the least likely I am to actually stick to it. So this one, I'm just trying to keep it loose so that I can actually accomplish something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deadlines are hard for me for some reason, you know.
So how does that go for your writing, though? You don't set time frames like every morning until 10 o'clock I write? Or
I should.
Okay.
Yeah, I really should.
He's like, that's a good idea.
That's my current battle.
is that right?
Meeting the muse.
Yeah. Okay.
But what is your sort of style? Do you have certain times that you want to write, or is it just when something comes to you?
When you want to kiss, when you want to be sad.
Exactly. Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. It's like...
You relate to so many of our guests. I'm sorry that I'm here. Wow. You and Arthur, you're wheelbarrowing.
Anytime. I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, I could really just use a good cry right now.
Yeah.
That's
the moment. Do that every day.
No, yeah.
I need to listen to your song.
Sounds
yeah.
like you need a guitar.
It's an ache in me. It really is. It's like an ache in me where on a daily basis, I just kind of sit there going, oh man, I want to write. Like I want to get it out of me.
Sure.
Yeah.
I want to express it. So, the problem is that half the time when you write things.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Like 80% of the times when you write things, it's not good. It's not good. And you don't want to show anybody what you do.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what works for me the best, which is crazy, but I'll sit down for like 45 minutes and imagine that I'm trying to write an album on the spot. And,
okay.
That's where like a lot of my good stuff comes from.
Because. Wow.
The pressure.
Yeah, it's the pressure. It's I think just like the stream of consciousness, just like sitting there like searching, I guess. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Wow.
Fair enough.
But, man, this
you're
is
deep.
Heavy
you
duty,
went from
right?
silly to deep in the
right.
matter of,
yeah. Like, I think you need to read the Most Theory on Life book, right?
We'll
there.
Get it
yeah,
for
you. I pre-ordered it, so.
He used to have them all the time, like in his car, you know, for people.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right,
I mean, but he's on to other things. Apparently, he now has this podcast, so.
Right.
Anyway, did you bring us something from your junk drawer?
I did.
Oh, my God.
I did.
So stoked for this.
And I'm glad we talked about writing, because it goes back to that.
Okay.
This
you're very
right
color
here.
Coordinated. Yeah.
So everybody on the podcast that's just listening to the audio part.
It's a composition book.
It's a little mini
it is.
Composition book.
A composition book.
Yeah. I love that.
Right?
And the reason why is because I like to write down my thoughts. and I never do.
Okay.
So like it's to. Blank? Is it
yeah,
blank?
This one's blank. This one's for you.
Thank
this
you.
This one's for the Jagoff podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. We will write some things in and we will channel our inner
we
Caleb.
We appreciate the heartfelt gift that you just gave us.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Well, if you guys have any lyrics to write down, just put them right there in the book.
And we'll pass them right along
them
to you.
Send them back to you. Mail them to P.O. Box.
Send it back. I'll finish the song.
But listen, in all seriousness, so your song drops February 23rd. We're super stoked so that we can hear more about it. Where can everybody find out more information about you?
Well, I mean, the internet is a great place to be in 2024. So
okay.
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, X. What do we call that today?
Yeah, it's X. Yeah, you're good.
I'm on TikTok. I'm really bad at it. I'm so bad at TikTok.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Kind of get stuck in the rabbit hole too.
You know? Yeah, right. Like Lindsay said. I get it.
Our question of the day is maybe up in Cochraton you had to do this, but have you ever used a parking chair to save a parking spot after you've shoveled out the snow? Seems like there's a lot of snow in Cochraton.
I just don't even know who our guests are today.
Right.
But we all have driveways there.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah.
Nobody has to worry about.
Okay.
In Cochraton, parallel parking doesn't exist.
So
people don't know how to do it. They come down to Pittsburgh and get so confused. Yeah, literally. Seriously, that's what happens.
But this is the big city, he told me, you know, from Cochraton.
When you're coming down from Cochraton on February 23rd to hang out in Pittsburgh and download your song, make sure you know how to parallel park.
There you go. Fair enough.
Or find a driveway.
All right, so we are going to take a break, but we're going to come back and listen to your song. So tell us now, what's the name again?
Out of My Head.
Can't wait. We're excited.
February 23rd.
All right. Are you ready? Are you nervous?
Oh, I'm terrified, but it's going to be so fun.
All right. So we're going to hear a little song from you, get a little 4-1 to-dos going, and then we have a little something special for later on. Stay with us on your Jagoff Late Night.
PittsburghUsedCars.com. With hundreds of used cars across 8 dealerships throughout the city, we provide the greater Pittsburgh area with a premium used car buying experience. Looking for unbeatable pricing on some of the best used cars in Pittsburgh? Visit Pittsburgh Used Cars Clearance Zone today. We're providing out-the-door pricing on all of our clearance zone inventory. PittsburghUsedCars.com. Mancini's Bakery, 97 years in business and still getting better. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where you will see various Pittsburgh personalities like Gretchen McKay, Super Bowl MVP Santonio Holmes, KDKA's own Mary Hours, and WPXI's Jenna Harner, learning how to make the famous Italian twist bread. Follow Mancini Bakery on Instagram and Facebook, and remember to ask for Mancini's.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
Burr, it's winter in Beaver County, but on January 27th at Beaver Station, it's gonna feel like summer. Surf rock band, the Boss Stingrays will be there playing that great surf rock music. There'll be Hawaiian beer, free lays. It's gonna be a good time. If you never saw the Boss Stingrays, they play all those old classics by The Ventures and Dick Dale and Pipeline. It's just gonna be good January music. Get out there, Beaver Station. Tickets available, beaverstation.org. I'm Scott Tatey, see you there.
And looking ahead to next Thursday, the Byam Theater presents a stage version of Moby Dick, featuring 7 actors, 50 puppets, video projections, a drowned orchestra, and a whale-sized whale? Wait, what?
You know what? I'm going to come out of the rain. Speaking of rain, John and Rachel, do you know the rain in Spain stays mainly on the plain? It's true. Or at least that's what they'll be telling us this Tuesday at the Benidorm Center with the opening of My Fair Lady.
This fresh revival of the famed Broadway show includes such timeless hits as I Could Have Danced All Night and Wouldn't It Be Loverly. Loverly indeed. My Fair Lady runs through February 4th. And one more for the 412 to-dos, the Unplugged Brunch at 11 a.m. Sunday at the Hard Rock Cafe with Pit Floyd, Pittsburgh's Pink Floyd tribute band. I hear the mimosas will make you comfortably numb.
What's up? I'm Caleb Cope, the On the Jag Off podcast, and this is Out of My Head.
Rach, I have to vent. Here's my dryer vent. This one time, I had found a Lee Press-On nail in my dryer stuff, and it was not mine.
Vom in the throat. One time, my kids left Kleenexes from one of their worst whooping coughs in their pocket.
Guys, you guys are such jag-offs. That's not the type of dryer venting we're talking about. We professionally clean your dryer vent to increase your dry time and save you guys some money.
For so 4 hours. We went, like 10 pounds
you
wet.
You jag-offs, you need to get your dryer vents clean.
I'm telling you, I am so happy we got to hear from Caleb because he is just a ball of energy and he reminds me of my son. So of course he's really, really good, but we have to make sure you're following all of the guests we had tonight. But listen, in case you have lived under a rock, you do not know that we are playing Name That Tune, You Jagoff, All for Good Cause, coming up on February the 9th. It's John and Rachel with Monica, Erica J, and Steve Rohan. And we are playing against Team PTL, which will be David Highfield, Heather Abraham, Daisy Jade, Mikey Hood, and Katie O'Malley. So we take this very, very seriously because we're playing for charities. We're playing for 412 Thrive. They're playing for the Turkey Fund. And thanks to small businesses like Mancini's and many others, we are going to have a little pot that we give to them. Not pot like, you know, good pot. It's like a good donation pot. So anyway, we will give all the donations to the charities who are the winners of Name That Tune, You Jagoff. So we thought our teams need to play. So guys, I'm disappointed that I'm not playing, but are you in? Did you like my pot? Was my pot thing funny?
Yeah, I thought it was a good pot, not the bad pot.
I'm in. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I've ever had it either. All right. So here's how it's really hokey. Lindsay, get used to this because you have this state-of-the-art, you know, place that you go into. We are literally going to use Monica's cell phone. She is going to play a few seconds of a song, and you guys literally have to pretend a buzzer is in front of you. Do this. Whoever I deem the first one, it's a little rickety.
Show me again.
Whoever I deem the first one, don't fight with me, is the person who gets the answer. If you get it wrong, we go to the next person. You do not win anything good. I'm not giving you junk drawer stuff. It's just for fun.
Okay. Okay. Let's do this.
Everybody in. All right. Ready, team. Monica, I'm ready to have you play that tune.
I'm nervous already.
I wasn't good at sports, so.
We're off to a great start.
Oh boy. There's really not much. All right, Monica's gonna give you a little. Monica is gonna give you more.
Oh. Oh, I know.
That's the one.
What is it, Lindsay?
Is that
yes.
one? It is that
is
one.
This totally Clips of the Heart? Bonnie something?
Wow.
You're really good.
Oh, I love this song. I just played it on my Alexa the other day.
You did not have a chance.
No, I can't sing. You still win. All right, Lindsay with round one.
Let's go.
All right, I know Monica is literally Googling other songs. We're going to give her a second.
Is it Bonnie something?
You guys, she didn't give us any lyrics, so that was tough.
Can you at least tell, like, I need to hear the 30 seconds of that song.
Oh, not 30.
Where's the word?
Seriously, what was that?
What planet do you live on? You don't get 30 seconds.
Now do we know the answer.
That's for sure. It's total Eclipse of the Heart. All right. Monica, are you ready to play Name That Tune on the next one? Yes. All right. Here we go, Monica.
Hotel California, the Eagles.
Oh, that was really good. That's Caleb. It's like Monica knew.
Welcome to the hotel.
Monica, you're already ready? Round three. Arthur, you got to catch up.
I do. No, it's teamwork. I'm plus one.
All right. Monica.
Oh, don't stop till you get enough.
Yes.
Michael Jackson. I know Mike now.
He's my favorite. Yeah. All right, so it's a tie, right? So we still have some time. Can we go another round? All right, Monica, are you ready for the next one? All right, go, Monica.
Ooh, that sounds like a Rod Stewart. But who? Well, I don't know what the song is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely Rod.
Oh, son of a...
I don't know the catalog. I'm got to be honest.
Wait.
Is that Maggie? It's Maggie, right? Maggie May or something?
Maggie.
It's Maggie something, man.
Maggie. All right, Arthur, you get it.
Yeah, it's Maggie something.
Yeah.
I don't know the rest of the word. It's Maggie something.
I don't know. I just keep thinking of his raspy voice.
Monica, Maggie. It was. I didn't even think it was Maggie. There you go.
I was right there. I told him now.
He got it.
All right, so Arthur's in the lead. Monica, next round.
What a man, what a mighty good man.
You got
In Vogue. It. Man, okay, go ahead. Not In Vogue. It wasn't In Vogue. It's Salt-N-Pepa. Papa. Go ahead.
Oh.
That was like super quick.
She can't even.
One more time.
You were worried you weren't going to win this.
I know, right?
You know,
but like, these are older songs. So if you give me new stuff, I can't do new stuff.
I don't know what the
I can do older stuff.
Who was it?
You definitely know the song.
Hold on for one more time. Wait, those women. Those girls.
She described the music video as that. It was a music video.
I don't know. I see a
so
face.
So close.
Oh.
It's Wilson Phillips, but I'll give
Wilson
it to you.
Wilson Phillips, yes.
You said hold on for one more day.
Yeah, I did.
All right, so we have to go one round to break the tie between the two. Caleb, you got to come in this, brother.
I'm not that.
You yelled Hotel California and then you quit.
Yeah, you know, I know my classic rock.
You started off of top. All right, Monica. I was like, man.
Classic.
Here we go. One, two, three. Oh, the Killers. That was
Wait, this is the Killers?
It wasn't Mr. Brightside. Was it
Mr. Brightside?
It was.
Oh. Wait, did you say that was a classic? I was really thinking.
Okay, Monica, that's a three-way tie. Too, you got to play one more. Right, I'm sorry for the editing, but we cannot have everybody win.
90s or 90s, tell me. Whatever you want.
Dealer's choice, yeah.
Not the 90s.
That's right.
Not the too young.
Yeah, what? They're just no good music then, except for Coldplay. So.
All right, here we go. I disagree.
It's super easy.
Okay. I'll talk to you.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh, one, two, three. Boy.
Come on, guys. Wow, Monica.
Oh.
I feel like Caleb might know.
I know, it's not ringing
Sweet
a bell.
Hanging. One more bar.
It's Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fleetwood Mac.
I'm still better with artists and
not
song
get
name,
the name.
Clearly.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the name, guys.
I'm a casual Fleetwood Mac fan. That's too deep in the collection for me, man. Yeah, I'm like surface level. Yep.
All right, we're going to give it to Lindsay because she at least knew the name. Lindsay is the winner of Name That Tune, You Jackass. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Lindsay Ward, Arthur Mose, Caleb Kopta, follow them all. It's been an amazing night. Thanks for joining us on You Jackass Late Night.
I'm embarrassed.